Precious Blood Girls Rerota. It is the first day of 2019 KCPE candidates joining Form 1. Deputy Principal Esther Moke Mokaya says the turn up has been very good.
So far, they want around 170 Form 1s as at 5:30. We expect by close of day, we should have admitted around 190. So the turn up has been very good.
Susan Karani and Jared Orindo are some of the parents whose children have been admitted on the first day.
Today, the 13th, is the day my daughter is reporting to Precious Blood Rerota in Form 1. Process has been a little long, but smooth.
I'm a parent as Precious Blood Rerota. I'm admitting that Form 1 girl. I had to deposit the amount through the bank account for the school uniform and the mattresses. For uniform, $22,900. I did market survey sometimes back in December. I saw there is no difference. Maybe a difference of 50 shillings.
Both of them paid for school uniforms money through school account. Their daughters were given uniform on admission day within the school. The school principal, Sister Mary Joyce Washira, says the reason why she allows this is to reduce burden from parents.
Basically, it's the shade. That the shade is the same. You don't have some good day green, dark green, another one bright green, but they are all the same. That's what we call uniformity. And again, the queue of, to avoid the parents queuing. You know, if you come to school, even if you come late, you know you'll get the uniform. Then you go, it's lunch time, you have to come at 2, you have to wait, and the transport.
However, not all over 1 million candidates who sat last year's KCPE joined Form 1 on the first day. The deputy principal at Dagoretti Boys High School, Charles Kingori, confirms that.
We are in day 2 of Form 1 admission. So far, how many have you admitted?
150. Day 1, we admitted 104. And right now, we have an extra about 50. We expect about 400. And we expect to complete the exercise on Friday, as directed by the ministry.
February 14 was the second day of last year's KCPA candidates to join Form 1. It's that afternoon that I met Joseph Waweru, a father of 3 carrying a brown envelope. One of his sons is part of the over 400 boys who are supposed to join Dagoretti Boys High School. However, he is still at home. Waweru had gone to request that his son's space be preserved as he was still putting together resources to meet joining requirements. Part of what was missing in his list was school uniform.
When I then went in this form, they told us to go and buy at a specific place school outfitters at the Nairobi Center. But the cost there is very high. But if it can be allowed, the same uniform, you can buy it at a very cheap price. But now, if you happen to come with another uniform from anywhere, they will say no. So the only thing that you can ask Makoha to do is to interfere and then cross-check to keep people to be checking what is happening in all those schools before the end of admission.
Waweru tells me that he is a farmer in Kijabe, Kiambu County, and that his firstborn is in university while his secondborn is in Form 4. He has a high fee burden, which is affecting his Dagoretti Boys High School Form 1 son.
Ask Makoha to confirm about the uniforms. Some principals, they are telling us to buy more than 4 shirts, 4 trousers, 4 sweaters, of which our students are wearing just 1 shirt 2 days. He cannot be wearing those things at the same time. So if he can have 2 shirts, 1 trouser, 1 sweater, we can be very happy about that. If possible, he consider that to us. And I don't know when.
Unfortunately, he was not alone. The same afternoon at Nembu Girls High School, I met a parent who only identified herself as Joyce. She was expectant by then, sitting at the reception. She also went to ask the school administration to hold her daughter's space. Just like Waweru, she was also directed to buy Nembu Girls School uniforms at school outfitters. She says the price was much higher than in a local market.
Uru market was cheaper than outfitters. Like tracksuit was around 950 at Uru market. Outfitters was 2500. There's a big difference. I spent like 20-25 in uniform alone. Here we bought mattress at 2550. Outside there I think is 1600. We bought even bed cover here at school. It's 1090. I don't think out there is that much.
Dagoretti Boys High School Deputy Principal Charles Kingori admitted that they ask parents to buy school uniform at a specific shop so as to maintain the uniformity by all students. However, Nembu Girls Principal said she was not ready to comment on the issue.